I spent much of the last couple of months here in Libya's Nafusa Mountains, and one thing you don't see very often is any contact with members of the Transitional National Council based in Benghazi. They do come here from time to time, but right now they are here, quite a few members of the Transitional Council, here on a fact-finding trip to see exactly what this area needs. And among the members that have come here is the person who has the portfolio for military affairs. He's an interesting man because he has been against Gaddafi for a long time. His name is Omar Hariri. He was, in fact, one of those who took part in the revolution that brought Gaddafi to power back in 1969, but by 1975 he decided that things were going the wrong way, and he initiated a coup along with other military officers against Gaddafi. That got him some 15 years in jail. He was actually sentenced to death, but that sentence was never carried out. And then from 1990 onwards until this year, he was under house arrest. Well, now, as I say, he has the portfolio for military affairs. That effectively makes him, for the opposition, their defense minister. And it was interesting talking to him today about the situation here in the Western Mountains and elsewhere in Libya. He believes that the Nafusa Mountains now are the most important front line for the opposition. He also believes that the last big obstacle before Tripoli, Garian, which is a sizable town which the opposition forces are getting closer to, will not be a big obstacle. He believes that there the people support the opposition, and when the forces of the opposition get close to the town, the people there will rise up. He's saying that that could happen soon. He's hopeful it will happen before Ramadan. He also spoke to me about the situation in the east of the country. There's been that offensive in Brega. He says that his men are holding their own against the troops of Gaddafi. He says, though, that Gaddafi has put in all sorts of fortifications in the last couple of months, ditches with burning oil, and a large number of landmines. He said it's never happened in history that the leader of a country has launched a war against his own people with landmines, but he says although there are casualties, he's not worried about them, and he then makes a very bold claim, Brega will fall into our hands in record time. If you want to see some clips from the interview, they're running on Al Jazeera's English channel. If you speak Arabic, you can see the interview itself running on Al Jazeera in Arabic.